Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of
I say,
it is done, it is done, so be it. Yes, indeed, want to welcome you all out to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com. Of course, we always want to send a shout out to Sister Jackie for allowing us the responsibility as well as the pleasure of listening, teaching, and learning with the people all at the same time. Big brother, how are you?
Man, I am that I am, bro.
I overstand. As we always say, trying to overthrow white supremacy. Saying that is the main objective. We're just trying to get
main objective.
I'm telling you, it's something serious. What you say is more than a notion.
It's more than a notion, bro.
Oh yeah. It is true. Yeah, we got another good show, unfortunately, for the people as we say. You know, I almost said as we like to say, but as we hate to say.
Yeah.
You know, we really wish that we could get before the people and talk about, you know, peace, love, and understanding and lilies that flow through the water streams, through the mountains and the canyons that are so beautifully surrounded by sunflowers and stuff like that. But unfortunately, that ain't the world we live in.
No, bro, so ain't, man.
Seriously, you know, I mean, we got some problems, man. I mean, not only do we have to deal with white supremacy as a whole, but we also have to deal with these porch monkey handkerchief head Negroes.
Yeah.
You know, the kind who, I'm going to go tell Massa.
Mm-hmm.
White folks.
It's funny you said that, brother. Today I had an altercation with a sister that has, I guess, been out to some of the porches and had heard us speak before. And she says to me today that, yeah, brother, y'all tell the truth. You know, y'all really do tell the truth, and y'all ain't lying to the people. You know, I researched some of the stuff that you said that we need to research, and you're absolutely correct about what you're saying. But do you have to say it like that? I mean, y'all can say it a little bit easier for people to digest, but y'all just tell it like it is, and everybody's not ready to be told like it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was like, no, sister, I don't. I mean, if you have no problem with what I'm saying, and you have researched what I'm saying, and it's proven to be true to you, then why should I have to talk to you in this manner, trying to get you to understand what is obvious truth? But if I spoke like this all the time, somebody would be like, I ain't got time to listen to that passive mob.
Yeah,
he's just too passive for me, you know.
Yeah, really.
But if you're telling people for real, and you're because of what you have researched and because of what you know, and you speak, very strong about how you present it, I mean, I don't know what the people want you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously, you know, everything can't be said in a nice fashion. You know,
mm-hmm.
We wish it could, but, you know, the example that we use most of all, you know, if I come to you and tell you, excuse me, your house is on fire, that's not going to warrant the response that's needed in that moment, you know. But
exactly.
If I come to you and say, your house on fire, get out, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you're more apt to do what needs to be done.
Exactly.
Now, you know, and we're not saying, you know, walk up to somebody and just yell in their face, black power.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you know, over the edge. You know, but I mean, in the middle of a lecture or in the middle of a poem, you know, as she said, you know, certain things have to be said in a certain fashion in order for it to be understood.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, I mean, but that's just, you know, when people find out truth, sometimes they wince at the thought of responsibility.
Exactly. I think that's what it is too, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is. A lot. And then, you know, I once heard Minister Farrakhan say, you know, if you don't like me or you don't like what I say, I mean, we can agree to disagree. We can love each other from a distance.
Exactly.
You know, but don't help our oppressor kill me. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you know they won't be dead, you know, you let them do that. Don't do that during
mm-hmm.
work for them.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The point that we have to get to. I mean, it was a black woman stabbed king.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Prince of Peace.
And the most passive man that you will ever want to hear or ever want to see, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
You know, and when the smoke cleared, of course, she was, you know, white folk put her up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what we'll be talking about today. You know, how do we get to this point, you know, to where we absolutely have no respect for each other? It's like we have an understood disdain of each other right now. And this is something that we got to get past this. You know, we have one common foe. We have one common enemy, which is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't come together to fight this beast, you know, I mean, we through booking,
Doc.
We don't have that long. You know, we run around here like we got all day. And I mean, this thing is, you know, from this point on, it only gets rougher.
It only gets rougher, bro.
Talking to two very, very special sisters tonight as we discuss, you know, the black codes. How did we get, you know, to this point, to where we are now? I mean, it's a horrible thing, and can it be reversed? You know?
Brother, I think it would have to be destroyed and rebuilt. I don't know if it can be reversed right now, bro.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, you know, Dr. Stovall once said that, it's almost to the point now that you have to, everybody that's over 29 and not conscious about what's going on in this country, in this world, I think they have to probably be eradicated and started over, bro.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know, and it may be correct. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a very, very quick musical break. And then we'll be right back with you on Real Talk with Brothers Keeper as we discuss the black codes. How do we get where we are? We'll be right back with you. We got two very good sisters we're going to speak with. So we'll be right back. Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Dig this.
Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope and its future bright, Africa has been. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great black mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it. Oh, flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it. Face shall the shells of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors bright and full of it.
Go ahead, fellas. Let them hear it. We
We thank you, Lord, glory, for all that you have done. We bow down in praise for the vine and victory won.
Wonderful. And we want to talk with the people today. We want to
see, how did we get to the point to where we are, the black codes? And whoever wants to get this question first, I mean, so be it, because it's got to be answered. There will be some brothers and sisters out there who will wonder, what are the black codes?
Okay, well, we actually do a TV show every Saturday night. Myself, Ms. Nita Black from the Black Panther Party Organizing Committee, and we ended our season with how did black people become Willie Lynch. And Ms. Nita, I mean, she held it down. I mean, it was a very good show, and we had the pictures to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with all of that, they've got together and compiled and wrote a book called The Black Codes for the State of Georgia, and they're actually writing black code books for all of the states, because every black man and black woman in America should have one of those books. And we come to the conclusion that how do black people become Willie Lynch is because religion is one of the key components that play in our lives as far as lynching us. You know, they got us sitting here waiting for some blonde-haired, blue-eyed demon to come back and take us somewhere else, you know, and that's just one of the things that keeps us, you know, under the spell of Willie Lynch.
That's right.
And it's also in the code book, too, of how, you know, only 9 free slaves could get together on a Sunday in a church. Actually, six could only get together in a church. A free slave, that means that you couldn't have no more than that in a church, you know, and then if you're trying to preach anything black to somebody, then you're done. But Ms. Nita is one of the writers for the book, and she can best tell you how black people become Willie Lynch.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, Sister Nita, we're all ears, sister.
All power to people, sir.
All power.
Actually, it has to. The way we did the show was explaining to people. Many black people are not aware of the fact that there was a point at which the whole world was black, and what most religions have done, and each of the religions, black people have been lynched by 9 separate religions, including Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity. And each of those religions actually forced black people to give up their spirituality and adopt a religion of their oppressor. From the Arab slave trade all the way to the American slave trade, religion was one of the ways that they were, one of the things they used to make a docile slave.
That's
and
right.
If someone is afraid that the Creator is going to strike them down, then they're more likely to do what it is that they are told to do and wait for things that they actually could do for themselves. So religion is one of those things that have done more damage to people than a lot of people realize. But black folks still had the presence of mind to know who their enemy is. And I tell people the number one thing that has done damage to and created all of this that you see in the black community is integration. Integrating, nobody in their right mind, no species on this planet has ever integrated with another species except black people. White people have never integrated with black people because they were sent here to kill black people. So they know not to integrate with them. Black people have integrated with white people and given up everything that they had in the way of the Creator and basically signed contracts with the opposite of the Creator, which is evil itself. And that contract is what they are paying for. The fine words in that contract says that you will be miserable.
Yeah.
So that's what you're seeing, is people actually paying for those contracts that they signed, whether on a little level or a global level.
That is so correct. And we really, you know, as a whole, we won't discuss, you know, like the sister said, religion is one of the major strongholds on our minds right now. And we refuse to discuss it.
Well, I just wanted to give you kind of a... Sorry?
Go ahead, sis.
Little support, because the young lady that told you that you need to be a little bit more docile in your way that you approach things, I get that all the time. And the way I tell them in the Black Panther school is that if you're on a train track, I have a choice whether or not to tell you that The train is coming. You hear the sound. You hear. You see the light. It's going to bust your head to the black meat. You can get off the track, follow me, and do what you were saying to do, or stay on the track and let the train hit you. Either way, I'm gone. I've done my job.
Exactly. I mean, we just, man, I'm talking about, it's so funny how we want to, you know, we want to sugarcoat everything dealing with us.
Mm-hmm. They don't sugarcoat anything that they do to us. I mean,
no,
they do not sugarcoat anything, so we must
let the
world know. Right, exactly.
They're not required to sugarcoat anything. They're going to say it just like they want to say it, and we're going to deal with it just like they want us to deal with it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They want us to be saved and sanctified and filled with all whatever that stuff is. So that
way
they're afraid of retaliation, you know. So we do not sugarcoat anything. How it is how, what comes out. That's just how it is. Either you accept it or you just wait for Jesus to come back, whoever that is, you know.
Right. You know, wait there. We got one of our poems where we say, waiting on the cracker to crack the clouds and come lift me up.
Right, exactly. You're going to walk around in a white robe now, on streets of gold, and you're going to drink milk and eat honey. You better have a good septic tank system up there, because when that milk and honey hits your stomach, you're going to have some serious problems.
That's right. That's
you know, you're
going to
be up there looking for your grandmother and your aunt, and everybody's going to be the worst traffic jam that you ever saw.
Sounds
you know?
I'll be. We some of the most. I mean, just to be, you know, who we are by nature, just such a beautiful people.
Yes,
and look what we have been reduced to, you know, and partially due to no fault of our own. You know, a lot of our brothers, and it's very hard to unlearn everything that you've been taught, because if someone told me Stormy was not my mother, you know, I would have problems with that right now, because I know this woman to be my mother.
Right.
But, you know, we do live in the information age. So right now, if you don't know something, it's almost like you choose not to know it. You know, I can see you not really thinking to research certain things, but if someone plants that seed in your head, you know, it should spark your mind, you know, like, I never really thought of that one. I don't know if they're right or wrong, but let me check it out.
You
know, that should be the, you know, that's what you would think would happen, but, you know, in our docile state, slaves are trained to protect the interests of their master.
Right, that's true. Okay. And they'll go up against us to save master or to protect master, you know. And I tell you, I was reading this book called Is Jesus God, written by Dr. Malachi Z. York. And this lady got mad at me on the train, said to me, well, I'm just going to go home and wrap up with Jesus. You know, I'm so sick of all these people with these books. I said, you know, I wouldn't even really say that out in front of anybody. That sounds like some freaky stuff to me. You're going to go home and wrap up with something that didn't exist. You might need to go check yourself before you start saying stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, and they're afraid to go and research. They just would rather just believe anything that somebody tell them, you know, instead of, and the work is, the research is there. The books are there. You know, the website is there. They can go and research, but our people are so comfortable being slaves until it's like you can't, I don't know, sometimes I really don't have any patience with Negroes anymore. You know, but they're our people and we have to love them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
it's
like, do I need to bring out the whip and do something?
Well, I'm a little different. I was sent here with patience. So my job is to help the people that ain't got patience.
Yeah. We you know, I mean, it's about lesson, you know, and when you love your people so much, it's really hard to give up on them, you know.
Right,
and,
that's true.
You know, and of course we're not speaking out of the spirit of giving up, because of course we don't have that luxury, right, especially right
now.
Well,
Lord knows, demons ain't giving up on them, so Lord knows we can't.
No, not at all.
Demons work 24 hours a day to snatch them.
Oh, yeah.
If we can't snatch them back, then we are inferior.
We just have to figure whosoever will come, will come.
Exactly.
And then the ones that won't come, we can just take their spirit and get rid of their body.
And get on down with it. do you have the a copy of the book with you? We love to hear.
Yes, I do have a copy of the code.
Wonderful.
I was hoping you said that. And one of the things that I tell people is that white supremacy has always required black inferiority. That's why demons spend so much money to make black people feel inferior. White supremacy would fall if it were not for black inferiority. So it is our job to let black people know what they were before they were slaves, whether they want to hear it or not.
That's right.
So we definitely want, and if we have to destroy the whole world to do it, then white folks definitely are superior because they didn't have to destroy the whole world to get these black people. We should not have to destroy the whole world to get them back. And I don't think it takes all that. We just got to start from the time they're young.
Definitely.
We do have a white, a black code. And the white people who wrote the code, we wanted to show how demonic they are. Because most people get real upset with us when we say that all white people are demons. Half of them are trying to kill you, and the other are trying to control you.
Hmm.
Either way, the devil wins.
That's right.
But one of the things that they went through a lot of trouble to do is explain who is white. And all these people walking around thinking they acting like white folks. White folks said,
So they act like white folks.
Acting like white folks, and white folks said, who is white? The definition of a slave. A slave is one over whose personal, whose person, liberty, labor, and property another has legal control. That is why I don't allow people to call their job a job. I could tell them to call it a plantation. Any job you go to, you're going to find black people at the bottom, white people at the top, a head Negro, and a white overseer.
That's right.
That's because it's a law.
That's right.
Okay? The property of a slave, all property held by a slave with the consent of the master is subject to the will of the master at any time.
Mm.
Woo, I like that one. That's the one I hit people with every time I get a chance.
You mean tell me they come take my big car and my nice house?
They can come and get it at any time. That's why you see it on the back of tow trucks right now.
Mm. But I'm an American.
What happens on a Tuesday?
All on a Tuesday.
But I'm an American. I pay
You're American? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. They never changed that. You're still three-fifths of the person. So in order to become an American, you have to go down and take the citizenship test and raise your hand and pledge allegiance to the United States, which luckily, and I say luckily, black folks ain't done.
I did that in the third grade.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. That was a facsimile of a pledge. That's what we call a facsimile of a pledge because you're a facsimile of a citizen.
And what's so crazy is these are actual arguments that you will hear from a Negro.
Yes, I like them a lot.
Hey, and the next question, the next thing you'll get is, well, that's just your truth. That's not the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no. This right here, I didn't write these. I tell them all the time. I tell them exactly where to find them and who they got.
Can't believe everything you hear on the internet. Can't believe everything you hear on the internet.
Oh, okay. But you believe everything that you see on Oprah?
Yeah.
No, I tell them.
Oprah ain't going to lie to me.
Oprah ain't going to lie to you. You know what? Neither is white folks. They're going to tell you exactly what they're doing with you and what you need to do when they come.
That's right. Is that they do that. I'm talking
Grab your ankles. That's all you got to do. The
that's
end.
All you got to do.
Grab your ankles.
We'll take care of the rest.
All right. So my black men, you know, I'm sitting over here on Fair Street, and I'm looking at my people, and Lord knows I can't tell whether it's 1907, 1807, or 1707, but I'm going to give you 1861. Any white woman within the cities of the limits of this state, Georgia, who shall live or cohabit with any Negro, slave, or free person of color, shall be guilty of adultery or fornication, on conviction, shall be fined or imprisoned in the common jail of the county or both at the discretion of the court. She usually get about a $5 fine. And said slave or free person of color so found living or cohabitating with any white woman, and notice they said white woman, not white man, so they're not talking about black women. They're talking about black men. Cohabitating with any white woman in this state of Georgia shall be imprisoned for 1 week in the county jail and receive during said week 39 lashes on his bare back on 3 separate days during said week. And if they get to the end of the week and they have not given you all 3 of your whippings, they get to keep you longer until it's done.
Sounds like
yes,
the sentences have gotten harsher. Martin Dixon immediately.
That right there is the same code they use, which is why black men never get out of jail on time right now.
That's right.
They're not through whipping them.
That's right. Where can the public get a copy of that book?
Actually, it was written by the founder and the curator of the Apex Museum. I just helped with the research, but that's something I love to do. But, yes, you can get it from the Apex Museum at 135 Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia.
And actually, Brother Keeper, that's where y'all performed that when I did a tribute to Dr. Malachi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's
I remember.
Get it. Oh,
yes,
even we can,
yes.
You know, get the copies and send them down to you, because every black man and woman should have one for each one of the states. So we're going to be doing research. We're going to cover all the states. We're going to have some codes for Alabama. We're going to have some for Memphis. We're going to have some for Texas. So we're going to get, you know, do all that research for that.
Wonderful.
And I always keep copies at the Black Panther School.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah,
that's something
yeah.
that needs to be, you know, I mean, for those of us who will, you know, pay attention to something, that's something that, you know, should be mandatory reading, because, I mean, seriously, when you were talking about the prison thing, you know, as far as
mm-hmm.
black men and white
yep.
females,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same thing, you know,
it's
like
still
you said,
the same.
The plantation is really the same thing. I mean,
it is the same thing. It's the same thing that got Janilo Wilson. He didn't get 2 years in jail because he was a black man. He got 2 years in jail because he messed with a white woman.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Same
yeah.
thing with O.J. and the guy that got hung in Coweta County, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Very same
they got
thing.
Punished for being with a white woman.
Very
right. And anytime
thing.
You try to wake up your people and you are a leader, of course they're going to come after you. Then we got to think about our political prisoners.
Right.
You know, we
right.
got to think about, you know, anytime you're trying to educate or wake up the masses of the black people, it's either two things, you're going to jail or they're going to kill you. They're always telling us to go back to Africa. When we try to do that, you have a problem with that because you want us to stay here and continue to worship you, a junkyard dog, as a god,
right.
you know.
Want to use us as their labor force.
Right, exactly.
Exactly, exactly. Well, for those
yep.
of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper, and we're discussing the black codes on the show.
Yes.
And we're going to take another short musical break right here. And then we'll be right back with you because, you know, this is something that really needs to be out in the public. You know, most of us.
Yeah, y'all drop some signs.
Seriously, you know, that's a beautiful thing. So we're going to come right back. And y'all check this song here out. We'll be right back with you. Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Freedom is mine for the taking, I gotta get. Freedom.
slave trying to overthrow white supremacy.
Yes. Jehovah.
Thank you all for listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We are back on the line now, and that was actually yours truly, Brothers Keeper. If y'all have yet to pick up that CD, go to cdbaby.com/brotherskeeper and the number 2 and pick that up. All the proceeds benefit our youth programs, talent shows for children, feeding the homeless every other Sunday, prison prevention program, and so on and so on. So y'all help us, and y'all pick
man, who was them cats? Them cats was grooving, man.
Yes, they do need to come to Atlanta for album release party sometime soon.
Oh, hey,
we waiting on y'all. We waiting on y'all.
Date, and we're going to make that happen.
Okay.
Most of make that happen. Yes, indeed. We're talking about the Black Code. And, you know, really want to see how we got in these conditions. And I heard one elder say that we did not get in this position overnight. So it will take, it's not going to take overnight in order for this condition to be reversed. And a whole lot of things carry over generationally. You know, I'm sure I look like one of my granddaddy's kinfolk or something, you know, somebody on down the line. I'm sure I probably look just like them and probably act just like them and sound just like them the whole nine. So things transfer from generation to generation, and so did these codes as far as white supremacy goes, as far as our mindset and, you know, how we got in this position. What are y'all thoughts on these generational slave codes that we still live by as far
well,
as I mean,
we're
like
looking at three right now.
They're looking at three right now.
Oh, yes, right now. You actually caught me.
Elaborate on this, sister.
You actually caught me in the middle of my fruit stand slash education center, where I set up in the community. One of the community people that we met when we first brought the school here, Mr. Kenneth. And he has KK's fish and wings. And he was very, very hospitable and let us set up the Panther School Board right here in the lot next to his restaurant. So we've actually educated quite a few people. And we've got a long way to go. But we definitely educate them. We use the jobs to get their attention and start getting these black males back to work. If they had something to do, they'd get in a lot less trouble.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
And then we wouldn't have to sit here and watch them walk their two-legged dogs up and down the street.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that is horrible. We just did that for about interracial relationships.
My stomach be turning. I just be about to throw up and stuff. But about your situation that you said about the overnight thing, what actually occurred, and as a historian, I'd like to always let black people know the problem that occurred when so-called slavery ended in 1863. You had a bunch of people jump up and say, well, let's make some organizations to make black folks better and do this and do that and all that. But nobody, not one person, made an organization to undo the damage done by 400 years of slavery. So now you got a bunch of people that are going 50, that have moved 150 years since then, but because no one ever went back and undid the damage, white folks have went that 400 years plus 150. So they're 550 years ahead of black folks, and black folks have yet to go back and catch up before, you know, at the same time that they're also moving forward. And that's one of the things that the Black Panther Party tries to help people understand that we do. We actually teach all five living generations, grandparents, parents, college students, teens, and toddlers, because all of them are responsible for the next eight generations, which will be in slavery, if each of them do not do their part. We were not here at the turn of 1900. We will not be here at the turn of 2100. This is our part to fix.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And when you speak on that, I mean, a lot of people really have discounted, first of all, their own personal history.
Definitely.
By saying that what happened back then does not matter right now. That is nothing can be further from the truth. Statement.
That's actually one of the main things that caused a lot of the stuff that you're seeing with the last three generations. When black folks in the 60s felt like they had overcome, and now their actual enemies, the people that no other culture on earth forgives people for killing. If you kill somebody, Father, they haunt you for the next 8 generations.
Well, I'm about to case in point, Jews. Look at the Jews. Mm-hmm. They still talk about the Holocaust to this day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They
and
have a jail up again.
Got black folks now talking about the Jewish Holocaust. Now,
yeah.
Jewish people are
the black Holocaust.
But what a lot of people don't know is that the reason that Jews started getting killed is because Jews and Germans were fighting over the control of black folks.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I had to constantly send people back to the original people that started getting killed back in before that whole thing started. Jews
exactly.
were trying to control black folks and didn't want Germans to kill them. Germans were trying to exterminate black folks, and it was that fighting, just like you see people fighting over Egypt now. It was
mm-hmm.
that fighting that caused Germans to go up against Jews and start
exactly.
killing Jews because they were trying to keep black folks alive to control them. And to this day, Jews actually control black folks. Germans still kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And we just, as a matter of fact, we just found an example today of how Jews control black folk. There's a race in the city for Congress, for
mm-hmm.
you know, the local Congress.
Yep.
And there's a sister running by the name of
Nikki
Tinker. Okay.
Okay.
And the sister, she's not an eloquent speaker or anything like that, you know. But, I
understood.
Mean, she's not illiterate. The sister's educated as far as their standards are concerned. And, I mean,
she's just not a politician. Okay.
Right. You know, she seemed to be cool people, you know. But
thank God for that.
Participated in that progress. If
okay.
I, you know, that's probably who would get my vote if I did. You know, if
I'm
I were
trying.
Convinced that voting would change anything. But everybody is like, well, we don't know nothing about her. I'm sticking with Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen is a Jew. And, you know, everybody.
Sorry about that.
Steve Cohen, he always helps the black community and all that stuff. And he's always talking about how he loves Obama and all this stuff. And it was funny. The kike said, I've gotten an A on my report card. I got an A from the Boys and Girls Club, I got an A from the NAACP, and I got an A from Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at this here.
Okay.
Look at this here. You know, I mean, so he lets you know his agenda, because most of us don't, you know, don't really know who Planned Parenthood is or, you
mm-hmm.
know, really the reason behind, you know, eugenics and,
right,
all,
right.
and all that good stuff. I said, well, you know what I'm saying, the kike is slick. He lets you know his agenda, and he
let
knows
you know.
That for the most part, we ain't going to be hip to it.
Ain't going to be there.
And, no, and like you mentioned that Willie Lynch letter, you know, let them not trust each other, but make them trust
mm-hmm.
us.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then also, brother, when you speak on how things happen generationally, I think maybe about 20 years ago is when I first heard of the King Alfred plan, if I first came in contact
Lord.
With that. And when I found out about the King Alpha Plan and seeing things now, how they progress, the King Alpha Plan now has turned to the Patriot Act. And then
mm-hmm.
the Patriot Act turned to something
mm-hmm.
else. And the first Patriot turned, exactly. So that's how it happens, brother. It happens very subtly and then morphs into they add and subtract whatever they want to
mm-hmm.
at the time that they need to in order
mm-hmm.
to get their agenda done. So now the
yeah.
Patriot Act is giving birth to the Homeland Security Act
mm-hmm.
and all this kind of stuff. So, man, but my people are so busy downloading music.
Mm-hmm.
They are so busy watching these weapons of mass destruction on television.
Mm-hmm.
They are so busy lending so much energy to something that does not mean them any good.
Right.
But they won't take 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day to research something that will benefit them and their families.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how we get caught up in this mess, and then when it hits those particular individuals like ourselves and the sisters that have been trying to tell people that it was going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
When the rain starts, then they want to run to the so called Noahs of the world
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and say. Let us on the ark. Help us out. Save us.
Well,
now, you know?
Y'all know I got to defend my people. I'm a black coordinator. I got to defend my people. White folk get to my people before they 5 years old. If we get to them before they're 5 years old, I know because I put children in business at 4 years old, and by the time they're 16, they're ready to start retiring. I retired at 21. I started my company and retired at 21. The thing is that demons spend billions of dollars to lynch our people. It is our job to spend billions of dollars to snatch them back.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that, sister, because what we need, we're going to need some brothers and sisters that have slid through the cracks,
mm-hmm.
that are willing to help and give back.
Uh-huh.
Because
they're
going
to have to roll up their sleeves and stick their hands in the doo-doo. Yep.
They got to if we're going to combat this thing. But sometimes so many of us, once we think we have made it and we have arrived, that we get complacent and
you know,
I can't
Rob,
fight
you know,
like that.
You know they talk bad about me like they talk bad about you. I got to tell you. We don't go up to Oprah and tell Oprah you suck. How many of us go up to Oprah? White folks go up to Oprah and tell her she's lovely, she's wonderful, she's beautiful. We don't go up to her and tell her she suck.
Well, look, they probably won't let us get close enough to tell her that.
I know. It's something she won't. It's something. She was just up at Morris Brown College, and every time we got an opportunity, we told her she suck.
Mm.
Anybody that spend that much time, we ain't no fans of Oprah. When they asked me about speaking and whatnot, I told them, I said, Oprah is not a role model for young girls. Because she's been sleeping with a man for 29 years and they married it.
Because he's gay, he don't want her.
Some people asked me on the show. I was like, why would I go on the Oprah show? Because it's been for whites only for the past 12 years.
Yeah, they
spent 40 minutes trying to convince me that Oprah is for black folks. I said, I tracked the show for a whole year. You didn't have not one show that was for black people.
No, not at all. And we have to.
But you gotta be able to speak that power. I don't care whether you gotta write a letter. The universe is on our side. If you're supposed to see her, you'll see her at a restaurant somewhere. And when you get the opportunity to see her, because all you gotta do is ask a universe for it, and they're gonna give it to you. Say, you suck. You're working for white supremacy. You need to go ahead and put on the sheet and hood and go along with the whole thing. Don't do it halfway.
Yeah, and you know, and that even goes back to the black codes that we were talking about. You know,
definitely.
As far as black people now, I mean, it was illegal for us to read. You know,
it was illegal.
You know, that explains our condition right now, as far as when it comes to reading,
literacy.
And I mean, the whole nine. We were, and then you know, in the school system, we're not taught anything about ourselves because most of us are forced to go to school systems that our enemy runs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, by the time that we are able to actually look up some things that do have to do with us, we're not interested because, I mean,
right. You
know, we've been slick pimped into not being interested in ourselves. And,
yeah.
And that's
know,
the thing
evil,
we have to.
You know, I'll just say any evil that is done in the world is due to white supremacy. The cracker is the root of all evil, basically.
And that's the thing that we have to remember is that when we're talking to people, we have to let them know they're the only one to do stuff. We are the only species on this planet, and I constantly drill that into their heads. We are the only species on this planet that sends our offspring to another species to be taught.
You're right.
That's a shocker for people on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been tricked into doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have been, man. These folks done did it. These slave codes, we still live by them. I mean, we still name our children after slave masters. We still eat the same food that our ancestors had to eat. You know, we still think with the same mind, as you spoke of earlier, as far as, you know, white supremacy, black inferiority. We still think in that fashion.
You sure right.
We still think.
Do y'all know anything about the University of Georgia here in Georgia? Let me give you one from 1917. An act to establish and organize an agricultural, industrial, and normal school in the state of Georgia as a branch of the University of Georgia. It is hereby enacted by the authority of the same that the governor is hereby authorized to establish and cause to be maintained in some county as hereinafter provided an agricultural, industrial, and normal school for the training of colored teachers of this state. The University of Georgia is to give the colored students and their facility $5,000 for every $95,000 given to white schools. $5,000 for every $95,000.
Just $5,000 per $95,000?
For every $95,000.
Master, can you loan me? Can I have?
Now, they're giving you school so you can get so to make up for what they did for not allowing you to read. And so to make up for it, black folk was okay with them giving black people $5,000 for every $95,000 that they gave white schools. I was
just
protesting in the street.
That's overcome.
That's fair.
That's an insult to an infant.
And this is in their law. This is in their law.
And they just passed another 107 laws in Georgia as if we know what they are.
Well, it's my job to know. And about 40 of them is about to lynch black folks.
Yeah. And that's how they roll. And we've got to really familiarize. We have to introduce ourselves to ourselves.
Exactly.
Learn to, you know, we have to really have to go back and read and study what has been done, what they are doing now, and what they plan to do. But, I mean, because it's so arrogant that they tell you. The King Alpha plan, you just put that in Google, it'll come up. Naomi Gag, you put that
what
in
is
Google,
it, the
it'll come up.
The Rex, is that the Rex 84 plan?
Yes, ma'am.
What, martial law in New Orleans when Katrina, you know, with that situation, martial law was instantly put into effect. Because, you know, when we were down there, what they had, they rolling through the streets in tanks with guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I work at a utility company, and so one of our cities is flooded. You know, and they're calling and hollering and screaming, oh, we were flooded out and da-da-da-da-da. And well, what are y'all going to do to help us with this, that, and the other? I'm like, well, what about the folks in New Orleans? They still ain't got no help.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Still messed up. And when we went down there, the people who were staying in the trailer parks, the trailer homes, they were the home, the lots were surrounded by almost like a 20-foot barbed wire fence, and they had armed guards, and there was a concentration camp.
Right.
That's what it was. And going back again to those black codes, you know, when they found black, you know, the slaves who had run away, they just take them and put them anywhere they wanted to.
Exactly.
You know, on concentration camps.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, nothing has changed. You know, crackers just got slick and changed the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, no job is a job. It's a plantation. That's what it
is.
And all
now, I know y'all heard about Miss Johnston, the 92-year-old woman here in Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We heard about
it. Ask me, is there a code that let them do that?
Of course.
Of course they
there
are.
Is. There is a code on the book that let them that allow them to do that. And if they get some jail time at the end of all this, I would be very surprised.
I'd be very surprised.
It says the killing of a Negro in the act of revolt or in resisting a legal arrest is automatically justifiable homicide.
There it is. There it is. You know,
still on the books.
And back then, they knew to make it police brutality legal.
Still on the books.
Right.
That's why no police officer in no sovereign city is ever really disciplined for his act on killing a black person. That's a law in every metropolitan city in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to give y'all one for the homeless people. You know, we work on the homeless situation all the time, and I have to constantly, I give people the code that actually refers to them. And this is the one I read for my homeless men and women. Any free person of color wandering or strolling about or leading an idle, immoral, or profligate course of life shall be deemed and considered a vagrant, shall be punished by being sold into slavery for any given time in the discretion of the judge of the superior court. The judge shall pass an order requiring the sheriff to advertise in the public gazette of the state the length of time for which such free person of color is to be, now turn page, hold on, sold, and also the place and time of sale and the rules and regulations which now govern sheriff sales of slaves. Now, that is the same code on the book that they use to pick up what they consider to be vagrant males now and hold them for 30 days at $200 a day.
They sure
ain't that something?
They sure do.
They make $73,000 a year off of a vagrant male.
and here in Memphis that they passed a no panhandling law.
Oh yeah, but, that's on the front of my book.
Yeah, they passed a no panhandling law, but you can buy a license to panhandle.
Yeah.
That is a black code. That is a black coat. Now,
you can't beg
you
on your own, but you can beg for a fee.
Now, tell me, if you have on a white suit and a bucket with a red cross on it, do you have to have a license for panhandling?
No.
No, you call it a red cross.
Hey,
if you have on a Santa outfit and a pail outside of some establishment ringing a bell and telling people to give you money and put it in the bucket, do you have to have a license?
No, ma'am.
No, you don't. You call Santa. That's the American way.
The Satan calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So it's real important that every state sends me their codes. I got to get these books out for the other states because people thinking this only Georgia. And they have no idea. I can't wait to get to New York, Louisiana, and Alabama. I cannot wait.
That's right. As Brother Malcolm said, you know, we tend to think oppression just happens in the South. But as long as below the Canadian border, you in the
South.
No,
no.
You
know, I'm going to love the codes in the North because there's some in the North that it will blow your mind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about the codes in New York that made it illegal for a slave to compete with a white person in Wall Street.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
To
be continued. Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to like it a lot.
Covers everything.
You know I'm going to have fun with Memphis, too, huh? You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have some really good times with that.
Right.
Show you why they were. I'm gonna show you why they were willing to celebrate Elvis and not Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
It's against the law for a Negro to have a holiday.
Whoa!
That's right.
Dead or alive. Dead or alive. It is illegal
for
a Negro to have a holiday.
And we'll be getting off work for Elvis Presley's birthday here in the next couple of years, I believe.
Come on now. Y'all gonna fight that, ain't y'all?
We'll probably be, because it's gonna be a probably Tennessee holiday in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But we still have to go to work on Martin Luther King birthday though.
Oh no. I'll take off Martin Luther King birthday. It don't matter where I am.
We still have to go to work.
It's a floating holiday for Martin Luther King. You can take the 8 hours when you want. It'll be a floater holiday.
No, they're gonna be a floater here in Memphis. I guarantee it won't be the floor here,
no
man.
Well,
it ain't no floor here.
Well, I don't get to travel much because I have a bad heart, bad lungs, and bad kidneys. But I do have with the Panther organizing committee was Sister City and Brother City protest. So anytime y'all ready to protest about having to go to work on Martin Luther King's birthday, do give us a call, and we will be happy to go to the Capitol here in Atlanta at the same time y'all go to the Capitol in Memphis.
All righty. That's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be done. Things got to be done. For those of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. And we're discussing tonight black codes, you know, also known as slave codes or slave laws that we were forced to live by. Our ancestors were forced to live by these laws. And, you know, what we've been discussing is that nothing has really changed. You know, it's laws on the book, like the sister just made the example of Ms. Johnson in Atlanta. When the police kicked in her door, and she was afraid for her life, of course, and she shot, and they killed this elderly lady. And
but correction, she didn't shoot anybody.
Oh,
they
no,
shot
she
the
didn't.
Fatal.
She
right.
shot.
Yeah,
no,
she just had the gun. I apologize.
She didn't shoot anybody.
And that's what they said. They said she had a gun, so we don't.
Yeah, right that. Before they planted drugs in her basement.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and like the sister said, it was any. Killing of a black person was legal. It was a justifiable homicide.
Just
know,
automatically.
Slave codes. You know, I've never heard of a master being brought up on charges for anything that he did to a slave. And we know they did some horrible things. Everything from raping our women, raping our children, raping little boys, raping grown men, tying the legs of a slave to two different horses and making the horse go horses go different ways. And, you know, I mean, emphasize. I mean, there's nothing that these cracker hasn't done. Under the name of slave codes, they have done things that will make Hitler blush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just the world of which we live, and we're going to have to combat this. And we thank you all for tuning in. Well, we're going to take another quick musical interlude right here, and then we're going to be right back with the conclusion of Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. And we just certainly have had a ball talking to you sisters this evening.
Thank you so
about
much.
About these black
thank
codes.
You. We
and,
appreciate
and,
it.
Anytime.
Oh, yeah, we thank y'all for coming. This is something that
hopefully the next show we'll be talking about slave codes where y'all are.
All right.
Well, yeah, we can dig it. I'm sure it's universal everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
We'll be right back with you. Y'all check this out.
All right. Thank you so much.
All wait.
Right.
Project located only in the Negro plan. HIV and vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. It's a 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 genocide. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide.
It's like we waiting to die, waiting to fry. Sitting in the frying pan with a bullseye on our chest. I wonder why. Niggas hate the truth, but we in love with a lie, praying for our enemies while our enemies try to take us out. Now you might think that's propaganda, but take a real look at what happened in Louisiana. The hurricane, one of the things that was really scary, cause New Orleans was cool until they blew up the levees. Now you might not believe that, you might can't conceive that, but it's a pattern, y'all. Take a look and you can see that. They enslaved the Africans, they killed off the natives, divided, conquered us. See, this is how they played us. They bombed Black Wall Street, bombed Philadelphia, locked niggas up while the CIA run crack to the hood. It ain't good cause your government is jacking ya. Police said it's smacking ya. We headed for a massacre. Understand the past, you'll understand the present. The power at B don't really care about the peasants, the poor, the black, the common, the people. Make no mistakes about it, you dealing with evil.
Project located only in the Negro plan. HIV is vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. It's a genocide. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. Organized devastation. World Health Organization. Mass inoculation. Spreading AIDS through African nations. Smallpox vaccination. Government sponsored depopulation. Targeted African Haitians and Jamaicans. See, it's amazing. They planning for our elimination. We be shaking our laffy taffy, but don't be mistaken. See, while we out partying, they out there taking the necessary step to have us frying just like bacon. Lock us in the oven and there'll be no escaping. You surprised when they known for the murder, robbing, and raping. But while we taking our sweet time, I guess we wait on the revolution. But I wonder will the sleeping giant awake? Project Monkey, they only in the Negro plan. HIV and vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. It's a 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 genocide. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide.
It's not an accident at all. It's called genocide. That was none other than Brother Prophecy from Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Yes, indeed. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide.
All right.
That's what it is. That's what these black codes are.
Yep.
They just made it legal to kill us. That's it.
Right. Physical and mental genocide.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is, for those who are just maybe tuning in right now, what are the definitions of black code? What is the black code?
Black codes are the laws that were created in all of the 180 countries at that time and all 50 states to control and legalize the killing and enslaving of black people. That's basically what it is.
That is correct. And that information is available online.
It is online at apexmuseum.org.
That's right. That's right. Can they? Are they also able to order the book on that website?
They can order the book at www.apexmuseum.org.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And how do these black codes apply to our modern-day lives?
Well, what I do when I get the children in front of me, I ask them to name a slave ship for me. And most of them like, I don't know no names of slave ships. And I say, well, I'm going to give you one, and then I want you to give me one. And I'm talking to a bunch of young men, and they looking like I missed that part in history. And so I say Fulton County slave ship. Immediately all the hands go up, Carrington County slave ship, Gwinnett County slave ship, anything. I mean, no matter where they're from, they're going to know their county slave ship. So it's just my job as a historian is bringing history to the children and letting them understand that they are now right back where we were 50 years before the slave trade. Black men have been set up as the number one menace of the world, and now they have to come in with all these studies, like which is what the King Alfred plan was, a study on how to solve the Negro problem. And that's what they have. Studies that are doing that.
That's right. That's correct. That is correct. And we are definitely grateful that you're doing that job with the youth, because too many times we have been, as we said earlier, you know, due to these black codes, we're not interested in learning about ourselves.
And even with the females on jobs, whether they're on jobs, on the street, in videos, entertainment, or whatever, they have been made back into concubines. I mean, all of the progress from 1900 on has been undone. All of the children, it's so easy to sell children into the de facto slave trade now, it's not even funny. And people have to understand, I call it the de facto slave trade, the pimping of black women, and the killing, the extermination of black men.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, sister. I mean, what do you say to the sister that does not understand that particular avenue that you just spoke on? If she doesn't understand that she is being exploited, what about the sister that said, well, this is my body, I do what I want to with it, and blah, 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 and stuff like that? I mean, what do you say to a sister that does not understand?
I black the eyes, just like you did with the young sister. I asked her, did she want to always be concubine when she grow up? What did she want to be when she grow up? I asked black men, did they always want to be a part of the prison industrial slave trade?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want? I asked people when they called defect on each other, if they came to get them in sheets and hoods, would you know what that's about? Your child just do they owe you reparations if your child just got sold into the defect county slave ship?
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Ooh, I love your spirit.
That's why I have no friends.
That's why we have to handle this thing. I mean, we can't sugarcoat it.
That's right.
I mean, it's time out for sugarcoating.
The train is busting ahead to the black meat. If we sugarcoat it, then we may as well be behind the wheel of the train.
That's right.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That may sound extreme, but our conditions are extreme right now.
Exactly.
It's time to be playing. You know what I mean? Shoot. Ain't no telling. We may have 2 weeks before the shit hits the fan. You know what I'm saying?
You better know.
And we are up here, you know, worried about hurting people's feelings. And, you know what I'm saying? You can't speak and you can't be so harsh about it. No, it just got to be real. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I asked them to count up their lives and tell me how much of it they spent actually changing their world. I have to tell them about Bill Cosby, who thought that his money changed his world. It wasn't until they killed his son that he realized that his money only changed his scenery. It didn't change
exactly.
his world.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. No one is exempt. I mean, even Oprah went somewhere and they wouldn't let her in.
And
exactly.
now she up here and
in France and New York.
She up here and she done gave up all of her years to Jewish white folks. That she to getting all this money, she can't take it with her, and now she can't have no children. All she got is 12 puppies.
Twelve puppies.
So I had to hit her with it.
But the irony of the fact is that that's what they call young black children when they were born anyway, puppies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's okay. She just like white folks. She can leave her money to her puppies. Unless we got something else to say about it.
And then, you know, and again, you know, falling back on the slave codes, you know, which is such an important topic, you know, due to the slave codes, that's how a lot of us got in this mental conditioning, as we spoke of earlier.
Exactly.
And, the reason, you know, one of the reasons Oprah is so messed up and, you know, so many sisters in that same mental capacity as Oprah is, as far as the relationship with black men and how they deal with black people. From what I understand, you know, she had a very rough childhood to where she was constantly raped by her own family, men in her family. And we can't expect you know, for our young ladies or our young men, you know, children who are constantly abused and molested, we can't, it's almost impossible for them to grow up and be what we would consider to be normal functioning human beings, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to get over these black codes. First, we have to find out what they were so we can discontinue this behavior that we have been forced into due to having to live under the thumb of white supremacy and, you know, and all their perverse evilness, you know what I'm saying? And so that's not to defend her, but that's, you know, another evil that was forced upon us by these slave codes and white supremacy.
Exactly.
You know, so we have to get over that and learn who we are and who we are. And are there any parting words that either one of you sisters want to leave with the people?
I just want to say that there's a lot of things that my phone died, so I have Miss Nisa's phone, so I'm going to have to hand it to her so she can say her part. But just know that demons are not smarter than black folks. So if they're able to do the things that they do to lynch black folks, believe me when I tell you that you were given the power to get them back.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
And if you ever believe otherwise, then you have allowed white folks to make you feel inferior, and it's my job to come down to Memphis and tell you that's not so.
That's
exactly.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. And we welcome you anytime, sister. Come on down here and help us out.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And you got any other closing remarks, sister?
Okay, well, just want to thank you for having us on the show, and we look forward to you all coming down real soon to do the album release party for us.
Wonderful.
And, you know, anytime you want to do anything, you know, want us to come to Memphis, we'll be ready to rock and roll, ready to roll out. You know, we were down there before. We had such a beautiful time, you know. So I often tell people we had such a beautiful time down at the Marcus Garvey School, and then, you know, how we all just stayed together and just filled and, you know, fellowship, it was really, really a beautiful time.
Man, so beautiful, so beautiful.
Yes, yeah, so and we thank you for that, and we love y'all. Stay up on
you
it.
Too.
Just keep educating the people, and, you know, whenever y'all need us, I'll give you our numbers. You can always reach us. You can call our business line, which is 404-798-5607.
Wonderful.
Or if you want to reach the Black Panther Party Organizing Committee, which is Ms. Nita Black, is 678-755-3453.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. We really do thank you all for
spending
your evening with us, and
no
we look
problem.
Forward to having you back on there with the conclude. Well, not the conclusion, but
and to be continued.
Right. Seriously, this is a good history lesson for us all.
Yes. To be continued.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
But we thank you. We love y'all, and you know, much love and peace and black power. And we got you back. We're here with you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Black power to you all, too, sister.
All right. Thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Bro, you have any parting words for the people?
Yes, I would just love to say that it's always a pleasure to see strong black women bringing it strong like that with no cream in the coffee, man, just straight black. You know what I'm saying? And that's beautiful because there's a lot of men out here fighting, and sometimes the sisters don't get they dues and they accolades, you know what I'm saying, for being right here in the struggle, fighting just as hard as the men are. So, sisters, I just want to say that we love y'all and keep on doing it. Y'all got me hyped and excited.
When it goes down, just call us. We'll have our boots on. Be ready.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yes. We will be ready. Student and booted.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yep,
you all, definitely.
Yes.
And, you know, the only thing we want to say to the people is, you know, I mean, even in the midst of our organization, sometimes we will get, you know, we as men will get big-headed and tend to forget that our sisters are just as powerful as we are.
Exactly. And even more beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, just so beautiful, you know. I mean, just beautiful inside and out.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the nation
where there's no. That's right, that's
far,
right.
As the woman.
That's
you know,
right.
You know, these histories.
And we always put the God first.
That's right. It's got to
be
done. We
put the gods first, then the goddesses come on behind.
Right. We have to do that thing. That's the perfect order of things, you know what I'm saying? Return it back to that meiotic balance of who we are.
Exactly.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Brother Keeper and y'all, if you have yet, those of you all out there in radio/internet land, go on, give the people your website again. They can order the book.
Okay, it's www.theapexmuseum.org.
All right, theapexmuseum.org.
Yes.
And also,
yes, sir.
You can log on to cdbaby.com/brotherskeeper and the number 2, and you can pick up your own copy of The Reeducation of the Negro. With that, we want to say black power to your people. Love yourselves. Love
yourself.
Power
to the children. Okay, sir. All power to the people.
All power
That's
to
right.
the people. Black power.
Black
and
power.
We'll be right back with you on next Tuesday with Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Keep
y'all. Black power.
I got it.
You be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors loving us together. We'll bring Africa to America. We'll sow forgiveness and reap the gold that was once stolen. We'll build black and buy black and border black and be black. We'll get green and grow green and gobble green and gain green. We'll rinse red and rhyme red and reflect red and finish red. If you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and we'll be free and fight for them, cause they need a leader and it be we. And you'll be the sun and I'll be the moon, and you are one and I am two, and we'll drop your jewels on these ignorant fools and teach them knowledge and wisdom to understand the freedom is justice, to have equality and eat food with clothes on in a sheltered home, and lend love, portray peace, and harbor happiness. And yo, you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors of, and we'll roll my bodies with Ethiopian tea and plan a revolution every day of the week. We'll meditate on Monday, taught technique on Tuesday, rights war on Wednesday, sally troops on Thursday, follow through on Friday, strategize on Saturday, see plan on Sunday. And yo, I love you more than Rita Love Roberts, Lauren Love Wyclef, Betty Love Malcolm X. You be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and to unify our union, I'll lace your wrist with leather, you'll dress my neck in pearls, I'll bet you baby boys and then to baby girls, we'll christen them with myrrh. If yo, you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and I love you more than I love you more than I love you more than yo, you be my black and I'll be your green, and we'll bleed the blood of our ancestors love, and I love you more than I love you more than.
nation. So I have to mention that I have no time for the misrepresentation of those who for the revolution claim to be down. But when those new Black Panther and POCC parties were in town, your asses was nowhere to be found. It's nice how I'm poised tonight. It excites you to recite that piece with the lyrical content you think is so tight. Thank you, you gon' provide some insight, cause you got your words to rhyme just right. But I'm more concerned about whether or not you recognize the plight of our people. Do you know the story behind political prisoners like Tunziata Okoli or Mumia Abu-Jamal? Do you know about Rex 84? Are you telling these bastards to keep their hands off our sister Asada Shakur? Have the circumstances pressed upon your brain to figure out how we'll sustain? Will eminent domain and gentrification happen again? Or are you too busy trying to figure out what dip goes best with those really lynch chips? I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I have no time for those who seem as if they came across the word revolutionary in the dictionary and decided, ooh, for the moment, this sounds like a cool thing to be. A revolutionary state is beyond temporary. You need to wake your asses up and learn our people's history. No more turning our heads from the truth so much until our necks get tired. No more sliding ass backwards down the slide into a puddle of lies into which we must drown in. No more bliss for ignorance. No more shouting for justice with just a whisper. We can no longer be a bunch of empty minds living in critical times, refusing to recognize real lies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I cannot entertain those who are more interested in bullshit, ranging from clubbing to who next am I gonna fuck with. Not realizing at the same time you're getting some, you're getting fucked out of your freedom without a condom. Never thought the fucker could now become the fuckee simultaneously. But me, I'm gonna guard my hymen and keep that shit intact. My love for the movement dictates that I do just that. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I recognize that your interpretation of me is possibly, ain't that a corporate bitch? And white folks is who she works right alongside with? That very well may be, but in our extreme state of society, a sister has to make sure that her family eats. But you underestimate to think that I would ever hesitate to touch the throat of the cracker that works in the cubicle next to me. Then again, my place might be in the corporate world and that enterprise. You fail to recognize that just like the federal bitches of intelligence, even the revolution has a use for spies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that on that day of insurrection and rebellion, just go in the house and dial 911 for the white man's protection. If you're not with me, then you're against me. So your ass should be taken out as well on that day as the crowd of revolutionaries swell. On that day, I'll be beside my revolutionary brothers and sisters, shooting a bullet if I have to. This I swear to you, on your white Christ, I'm engaged to this revolution, and I'll die as his wife.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate black people, black countries, black futures. Do you really want freedom while preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding while rocking away into death? Fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
You know.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
You know.
Move me on lockdown, burn it down, get them out. Rap brown lockdown, insurrection, turn it out. The genocide, Halliburton getting rich. Mark a distant, stuff a with a snap, crack a pop, pop, dropping lock. Boom. White supremacy oppressing you and me. Real, no time for no blame with no answer on my chest. So watch me shoot at this.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
We trying to set our people free, but you down.
Look, you got stop the sale, hustle. Get some cops up off my block.
Ain't got no time for no Xbox.
Not my mind.
I gotta stay up on my grind.
Ain't got no time to let go.
Shine.
We in the violence, stupidity. With that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET. Don't watch us spin the phone while we hit. So player, go.
can't catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta run, I gotta run. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Why you pimping that? I gotta roll, why that monkey is showing, I gotta roll, since my mind is distracted, I gotta roll, while oppression is happening, I gotta roll, while we ride to that good bump, bounce and we get crunk, lean and we rock and we on that good bump, up when that jump, eat and we drink and we splurge in the street, just half of us still living dust, unemployment growing up, brothers getting pulled over by the business. I gotta roll, I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, they're weapons of mass distraction, but yo dumb, keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll, 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 roll.
I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll, I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.